Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus chapter 22 today, verses 29 through 31. Exodus 22, 29 through 31. It says, "You shall not delay to offer from the fullness of your harvest and from the outflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. You shall do the same with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its mother. On the eighth day you shall give it to me. You shall be consecrated to me. Therefore, you shall not eat any flesh that is torn by beasts in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs." I'm going to read these to you again one more time. We're going to get our challenge from these verses today. "You shall not delay to offer from the fullness of your harvest or from the outflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. You shall do the same with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its mother. On the eighth day you shall give it to me. You shall be consecrated to me. Therefore you shall not eat any flesh that is torn by beasts in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs." Folks, these laws here are showing us that everything is God's, but He blesses us with them. But we must never forget that we and all that we have belong to Him. And that's why He's saying, look, I want you to remember that your firstborn son belongs to me. These animals, they belong to me. And I'm going to have you give a tithe of your harvest. I'm going to have you give a tithe of your wine. I'm going to have you give a tithe, if you will, of your animals and your herds to remind you that everything belongs to me. And if you have it, it came from me. We saw yesterday when we looked at 2 days ago, we looked at Deuteronomy chapter 8, where God says, don't say to yourself, my own right arm or my hand has gotten me this wealth. It's God who gives you the power and the ability to make money. And so we need to be reminded, and that's why God has taught us to give not only tithes and offerings and generous gifts and be generous with what we have, because we are showing that everything we have comes from God, and He's our supply, and I can share it with you because He'll give me whatever I need, and He'll give me more to share with those around me. I don't have to take care of myself in the sense of pinch every penny and make sure I have enough. I'm to be generous because God is my source. God is my portion. Psalm 24 verses 1 and 4 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers." So whose is it? It's all His. But God had to speak to the nation of Israel, and maybe some of us, about the fact that when they were going through their motions of trusting God and motions of worship, they were doing it half-heartedly and wickedly. Listen to Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 18. God says, verse 8, "Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and your contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you're robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I'll rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you'll be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord, but you say, how have we spoken against you? You said it's vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping His charge or of walking in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed, and evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another, and the Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before them of those who feared the Lord and esteemed His name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. And I'll spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see a distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and the one who does not serve Him." In this section of Malachi and the whole book, he was also telling them, look, when you bring a lame animal or a blind animal to the sacrifice, are you not despising me? Are you just giving me lip service in a sense? Jesus Himself said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Let me ask you, does your lifestyle, does it show a dependence on God, a trust in Him, that He is your source, that you give Him your best? Everything belongs to you, and everything I have comes from you, and you don't try to hold on to it for yourself, but you store up treasure in heaven. Folks, today's challenge is, when you worship God, do you do it wholeheartedly, or do you just go through the motions, but He doesn't have your heart? Our actions will show where our hearts really are. And there's a distinction between those who serve God and those who don't. I hope you're in the good category. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.